You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Now, I'm very pleased to say I am joined on the line with Arthur Abiers. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
That's good. I'm doing not too bad myself. Congrats on the album release today. How are you feeling that it's out there to the public?
I'm so excited for everybody to be able to finally hear it. It's been like such a long journey making this album, but I'm super excited that it's done, and I can't wait to start work on the next one.
Yeah, for sure. That is very exciting. I was looking into some of your past releases as well, and it's been a while since your last release of your album being in 2019, and then before that was 2013. So how long has this one been in the works for?
So I had my first two albums, 2013 and then 2017. I had an EP in 2019. And then this album is called Arthur Abiers and the Flaming Abiers, and it's basically like an album that is capturing all the performances and energy of the band that I was playing with. It's called the Flaming Abiers, and we played our first show in around 2016, and we started recording in 2019, so it's been basically 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Working on this, and it's been like stretched out because I went overseas and COVID and just all these crazy things happened, but the result is like a really awesome album that kind of demonstrates the energy and the vibe of the material that we're playing over those 5 years together, and I'm really stoked to be able to have captured that and present it to people so they can hear it, because like,
yeah,
it's a really special thing when you've got a great group of musicians that, you know, you play with, and you can just like, I don't know, tap into something special.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the long journey has definitely paid off because the album is sounding amazing. I saw that some of the band members that you're mentioning is Hamish Scott, Joe Gatt, Shay Douglas and Ryan Ballinger, who all joined you. How did you kind of get this group together? I know like Joe Gatt is in his own, like got his own musical project,
yeah,
as well. Has it been difficult balancing all of this and getting everyone ready to record?
Oh man, it's crazy because like everybody, like Ryan's overseas now. Joe went off to Spain, he's come back, and I think he's going to Spain again, and he's released a couple of his own albums.
Yeah.
So, like, I've been playing with them all for so long. Like Hamish and Shay, I've been playing with since like my first band from like, well, Hamish is, I've been playing with the longest since 2008, and then I started a band called Superbird with Shay and like 2011 or 2010,
yeah.
And then Joe I met up with in 2016. I just put an ad out on the internet, I wanted a guitarist, and managed to find him. So yeah, we've got a long history of all playing together,
yeah.
And like it's just those years of playing together from like 2016 to around 2020 is when we did our last tour. We managed to like get all these songs under our belts, you know, and know them so well that when we went to record them, they still sounded like fresh and energetic, which is really lucky.
Yeah, because I've definitely spoken to some artists where they say that like after playing the song for so many years and then having to record it, they kind of lose the spark with the song, but
yeah,
that is awesome
totally.
That you guys got to keep that kind of energy, and you can definitely hear it. It sounds so like tight and clean, and yeah, it's sounding amazing. I must say I do especially love the first track on the album, Sister, which has quite a 70s sunshiny psychedelic rock kind of sound. What kind of was the inspiration behind that track? And then I also noticed as well there's quite a lot of structure throughout the whole album where they all flow really well together. Is that something you consider when making writing?
Well, to answer your first question, Sister is like, it's actually a really old song. I think I wrote it in like 2011 or 2012.
Oh, wow.
And performed it with my second band, Superbird.
Yeah.
And then started playing it with the Flaming Abiers, and we just like managed to refine it and like kind of tweak it and make it even better.
Yeah.
And that was kind of, I was kind of inspired by watching a YouTube video of Buffy St. Marie play on the Pete Seeger show in like 1966 or something. It's this cool old black and white show, and she's just playing her guitar, playing a folk song, and
she's
like the intensity of her performance, and just like she almost casts like a spell on you as the viewer. Like she's just something special about that, and I remember watching that and wanting to kind of find that special magic of my own after watching her and seeing, like, everybody's kind of got that, like, everybody can find that, what's mine like? And then from that I kind of created a song around the song Sister, which was kind of like initially inspired by that. And in regards to, like, the flow of that album, well, all my records, I really want to create something that the listener will find, like, they've been taken on a journey. By the end of the album, they're like, whoa, what's just happened? Like,
if you listen
to Sister on the album and then the last track on the album, they sound like they're from two different bands or two different artists or two different records, you know?
Yeah,
so the
definitely.
Album's, like, quite varied like that. And that just reflects, like, my love and passion of just different types of songwriting and different styles of music, but then they're all Arthur Abe's songs, so they all have my unique personality to them.
Yeah.
But they're all kind of steeped in the inspiration of music from the 60s, which I listen to a lot of.
Yeah, for sure. That is so cool, because I must say, I am one for listening to an album from start to finish, and like you said, being taken along that journey where there's a lot of, like, intent and deliberate decisions kind of in the order that the songs were put on the album. And I absolutely love how in your album that you've released today, you can definitely sense that and feel the, I don't know, the kind of development from the first song to, like you said, the last song, which is really, really awesome.
I put a lot of thought into the order of the songs, and making sure, like, the energy starts here and builds up and comes back down again. So I definitely put a lot of thought behind that. So I'm glad it's paid off.
Yeah, no, definitely, it's super cool. And like we have previously been mentioning as well, obviously, Sister, you've had written and ready for quite a few years. Is that a case with a lot of the songs on the album that you've had in the works, or are there some that are kind of fresh and new that you made just for this album, or have they all kind of been in development?
No, like, 7 of the 10 tracks were either written with the Flaming Abyss, from 2016 I listened to a recording about her show, and a lot of the material that's on the album was written. It's quite old, but then there's a few tracks on there like Lost Sleep, Reckless, and A Simple Medication, which are all kind of new, and you can kind of tell the songwriting style is a little bit different to all the other tracks, just because they're not so, I guess, bandy, if you know what I mean? Like, it's just like me with like an electric guitar and some tabla or some bongos and stuff like that. So there is a little bit of some new stuff in there too, which was that I was excited to do to kind of show, like, the development of my songwriting skills or style as it's progressed, as well as have, like, primarily the focus of the album to be about the band.
Yeah, that is very cool. And because actually I was going to ask, since you've been releasing and making music for quite a few years now, how would you say your music and writing process has kind of developed from when you started out to now?
I don't even know how I've written a lot of the songs that I've written, to be honest. Like, I will just sit on the edge of my bed with my guitar and either something will just kind of drop out really quickly, or I'll have, like, a little idea, like part of a song that'll just sit there, and I'll kind of come back to it again and again over the years, knowing that there's something there, and then eventually, like chiseling blood from the stone, I'll manage to crack a song out of it. So it's either one or the other, but, like, I don't know how I did it, basically. It's really just like I'm a vessel for something, really, just basically want to give back to art, you know, give back to music, because it's so special and it makes such a difference in my life that I want to contribute to it, you know.
Yeah,
so
for sure,
that's all I can really say.
No, that is a lovely way to put it. And is it quite like a collaborative process with some of the songs where you worked with your band for the more of these ones on this album, or is it quite an independent process and then you bring in the band members to just kind of, like,
I would generally, like, when I was living in Auckland, we'd spend a lot of time just about every week jamming in my cottage in Mount Eden. So we spent a lot of time together just, like, jamming the songs and getting familiar with them. Yeah. And I would obviously, as the musical director, songwriter, I would kind of, like, guide people where I wanted them to go. In terms of like the aesthetic and the kind of vibe of the song. But generally, I wouldn't need to do too much, you know. It's generally, it would be like, oh, you just played something awesome, don't forget it.
Yeah.
Because we'd join up next week and like my drummer or my bass player would have like played something amazing the week before and completely forgotten it. So it's mainly just kind of like capturing those amazing initial first moments where the song is new and people just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Do something amazing and then making sure like to keep that spirit or keep that what they've done noted so we don't forget.
Yeah, for sure. That is very cool. A cool way to do it, I feel like. Nice, easy flowing process. And obviously you mentioned at the start as well, you've got some future plans, ambitions for releasing some more music in the future. What else is in the works?
Oh yeah, I want to be a little bit more productive and get some stuff out a bit sooner. I don't want another 5-year gap.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to have a couple of songs out next year, a couple of singles, and then start work on a new album as well. I really want to keep the flow going and deliver to my fans.
Yeah, that would be so awesome. And also, are there any potential for any nice summer shows happening?
Just if you keep an eye on my Instagram, Arthur Abbez, I'll be posting all the future details there.
Oh, so keep an eye out for all the listeners to see when you're playing next.
I love playing the South Island, I'll definitely do that.
Oh, definitely come down to the South. That is very, very exciting. And also just one more thing, because I must say I absolutely love the album cover for the album that you released today. It's quite like a collage but very 70s kind of this. Did you make that, or is that from, did you get someone to make the art for it?
My friend Lewis, who's done a lot of graphic design for me over the years, made it, but I specifically was like, I want to take all photos of the band from over the years and put them on the album cover. I wanted people to kind of see the album cover and be like, whoa, like, I wanted it to reflect what's on the record, you know, so that's why I wanted to make sure. And just to, like, I wanted people to know, you know, all my amazing band, you know, they played on this record and it's us together. It's not just me, you know, I couldn't have done it without my band. So that's kind of the idea behind it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it looks so cool and it definitely fits the vibe of the album itself, which is really awesome.
Thanks so much. I'm stoked you like it.
And thanks so much for coming on the show with me today. For all the listeners out there, go and check out Arthur Abbez on Instagram for any potential future shows happening.
Yeah, I'm actually playing for anyone that's coming up to Auckland. I'm playing The Other's Way on the 30th of November. Ooh. So you can catch me then.
Definitely, that's not one to miss. It's quite a stacked little festival happening, which is very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also for the listeners out there, go and check out Arthur Abbez and the Flaming Abbez, which is the name of the album released today. It is a super, super sick album. Highly recommend. And a big thanks for Arthur for coming on the show with me today. I hope you have a lovely, lovely rest of your Friday and an awesome weekend.
Thanks, Charlotte. Catch you next time.
And here is The Fundamentals from Arthur Abbez, but definitely go and check out the album Arthur Abbez and the Flaming Abbez, which was released today. And keep it locked on the one.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.